I don't know where the pizza is in Rome. Is there, Rusty, is there a great pizza spot in downtown Rome?
No, but I'll give you an all-timer. It's called Pizza Farm in Rockmart. It's been there for probably 40 or 50 years, man. Great salad bar, make homemade Thousand Island, that type of place. But Pizza Farm, free shout-out. You should go there. Pizza Farm, old school.
What was the pizza place in Athens? Cellini's uncle owned it, or brother, or do you know what I'm talking about? When you were going to, what was the name of it? Yeah.
We also went to Sons of Italy, which had great sandwiches and pizza, too. So that was a great place, too. Yep.
Anywhere else in Athens I'm not thinking of when you were there? I don't know. I'll get it. It was Cellini's family had a place that was there for years. Anyways, listen, what do you do? Are you, like, stretching right now? Or are you, like, just, you know? I mean, how do you get ready for the draft? How do you get ready
for it? One of those rare days where I do hot yoga. I get up, got a Celsius hot yoga, got my high school jersey on. It's going to be a good day, man, ready to roll. Got my 75-inch ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a super fun night to see where guys land. I don't know if you heard my diatribe, and that everybody needs to be realistic. And I read off the last 20, 15th picks, and you know, I think maybe two Pro Bowlers in the bunch. And my point is, the guys that are going to affect us are already there. And it's what can they do? And it's not like we got 10 picks and get four starters. We got like five picks, you know. So you just have to be realistic on what impact this draft has on the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, we can get an impact player here. I think this is what I'm reading. I think the census on this, the general consensus is it's not a ultra talented at the top, but it is really deep. Listen, State, nobody's made any trades yet. And from what I'm reading, nobody's making trades because they think the second and third round is pretty deep. So, you know, I still think at 15, there's some value there. I still think I'm very excited about the second pick too. Where do we go at 46?
I agree. I mean, but you know, there are other years, their team's sitting on 2-2s, 1-1, you know, 2-4s, a 5-2-6s.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you change your roster, you know?
No question. In a hurry.
And the pressure, Rusty, of having to get it right with those first two picks, like you said. You know, and there's a notion that between 15 and 40, there's not a lot of difference. Okay, whatever. I'm not worried about all that. I'm worried about getting the right guy at 15 and the right guy, what'd you say, 48?
46.
Yeah. I tell you this, you look at Brian Daboll with the Giants and their quarterback situation, I don't know how that dude slept last night, because if they don't get this one right, he's somewhere else next year. And listen, I'm not saying Terry Fontenot's on that type of hot seat, but he's got to get this pick right. Like, there's no question they have got to get value at 15. Doesn't have to be, a 10-year NFL All-Pro guy.
What does it need
they
to
better
be?
Get value, they better get value out
Has
of this
to
guy.
Be a star-
guy better be a 5 or 6 year starter for sure.
That starts immediately.
A rookie on the defensive.
He's going to have to start.
I mean,
there's no question. He's going to have to play what I call meaningful minutes.
Okay, but then he's beating out guys that we would hope by now are starters. So that's the other side of it, right? Is he beating out Rucarolo, and is he beating out Arnold Beccati?
But what have they done?
Thank you.
Well, you know.
Lucarolo, I played as much as he has. No offense. We can't trade up on a guy that didn't help us one out.
So if Zach Harrison's not ready to start by his third year, you know, and if Arnold Ebiketie can't be a double-digit sack guy,
Who do you think is going to be a better player, Mykel Williams or Zach Harrison?
Mykel Williams, which leads me to this. All the mocks, and you and I were texting yesterday, they have both Jalen and Mykel going 8 and 9. I mean, if Jalen goes as high as 6, I saw that.
I've spent a little bit of time with Kirby Smart over the years, maybe. The hardest person to find, period. The hardest body type for people to find are the 6'5", 260-pound guys that can rush the passer. They don't exist. Mykel Williams' value is going up every minute of today because he's 6'5", he's 260, he's played at a tough-ass school. I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday with Jay Glazer. I thought it was spot on. He said for the first time ever, he is hearing from GMs all over and scouts. They are questioning kids on who loves football because these kids are coming into the pros with a lot of money. You can't hide it. You can't hide it as much anymore. How much do you love football? And how much are you going to grind? I think what the Eagles have done with Georgia players, and I'm just talking about Georgia, the reputation, the stock has never been higher for tough-ass kids that have been coached hard at Georgia, and I think that's going to create more value tonight for Mikael Williams.
Yeah, I think the combination of that and the recent success that the brand of Georgia just feels like, I know my fan base, there may be some boos out on draft night, but they're not going to happen if you say from the University of Georgia. Whatever fan base it is going to hear that, and they're going to be excited. And that could be Malachi Starks, right?
Yep.
That could be a slew of guys. But as soon as you hear University of Georgia, your fans are going to go, we get it. So talk about some of the other guys, including him, and how many in the first 2 days, just talking about Thursday and Friday.
Well, I think just talking to people in the last, I would say, about 12 hours, you know who the stock is rising very quickly? It's Jared Wilson. And let me tell you why. Because evidently, this is not a great draft for centers. That is a very important position. And, you know, Jared Wilson, I think he had the fastest O-line 40. He worked out crazy. He was kind of banged up this year. You know, he spent 2 years behind Cedric Van Praan, who went to Buffalo. This kid was a one-year starter at Georgia, was banged up a lot of the year, but incredibly athletic guy. He goes and puts a show on the combine. I'm being told that Georgia is fielding a lot of calls about Jared Wilson. It kind of piques my interest with the Falcons at 46 in the second round. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
I don't know. I don't know if the Falcons have called about him, but I am told they're getting a lot of calls about Jared Wilson. That could be a guy stocks going up. Tate Radledge had a great workout. This is a guy that anywhere from late second to third round, I think he's in the third round. Smile Munden's the guy that I'm really watching. There's a lot of people that love him. He's had a foot injury. He's battled that off and on for a year. There's kind of a bad history with that particular type of injury. Is he going to drop to the fifth, or is somebody going to say, you know what, that's a tough-ass Georgia kid. He can rush the passer. He's going to wow you in interviews. He loves football. Are they going to take him in the third round? There's some guys, there's a lot of guys there I think can go in the first three rounds for Georgia.
If I had to give you an over-under on tonight and then Friday night, rounds 2 and 3, and the over-under is 8.5. You going over or under?
Under. Yeah.
Under.
8.5.
Do you think the big three go tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then I think I will go
Malachi.
I'll go six first three rounds. This is going to be a heavy, heavy fourth through seventh round for Georgia. A lot of depth. And I'm telling you right now, if you follow me on social, I don't do a lot of writing, but I have dug into something. Georgia is on the verge of doing something that no team in the history of college football has ever done, and it could happen this week.
Wow.
All right, Rusty.
You want that teaser?
That was good.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll dig it. I'll give it to you tomorrow. I will dig in tomorrow, but I will release that story later today. But Georgia is very close to doing something that no team in the history of college football has. I double-checked it. I had people double-check it. I had double-checked it. We got the facts. They're close. It could happen this weekend.
Okay. This morning I hear Bo ranting and raving that if the Falcons take Mike Green and Mikael is sitting there, then I'm not supposed to be upset.
Well, I'll say this, and I've said this from the start. Just be right. Do I want a Georgia Bulldog there? I do. But if Mike Green winds up being a guy, I'm okay with that. But on history and what I have on tape, yes, he played a great game against Ohio State. I saw that. Some questions in his background. I don't know all the situation there. That's kind of what's hurting him.
Let me ask you something. Do you remember his recruiting when he went to Virginia?
I don't.
Okay.
I tell you who I like, and I'm going to tell you the positives, and I'm going to tell you the caution here. James Pierce is an elite pass rusher. Yep. He is an elite. This dude's get off is insane. The problem he has at times is when people hit him. Georgia ran right at him. For two games, he didn't have a lot going on. But I'm telling you, if the Falcons, we got guys that can run support, we're going to turn his ass down, and you're not going to be able to block James Pierce. So if he ends up at 15, I'm fine with that because we're going to get a guy that can rush the passer.
I haven't seen Pierce listed above 17.
He's going to be. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Twice I've seen. I think Matt Miller's final mock this morning had James Pierce to the Falcons. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Just know that, you know, he's a little light in the pants, but I'm telling you right now, this guy is elite get off. And you want somebody to go get a quarterback on 3rd and 7? This guy.
Wow. All right, my friend. Don't hurt anything tonight. Just I know you're working double shift tomorrow. So
hey, dude,
Rusty, I saw your story with your daughter. I don't know what is going on that you're at Bath and Body Works. I don't know whether you're trying to put some equity time in because you're not moving this weekend.
What was he doing there?
Bath and Body
Works. I got suckered, man. We were walking in. I told her we're only going to spend $30, worst case. I walked out there $35 and 3 promises later.
Wow.
I took an L.
Could have been a lot worse. Thanks, buddy.